Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is Carl Kress. This is another program in a series of programs in which I feature a musician who recorded with Bix. Carl Kress was a guitarist born in Newark, New Jersey on October 20, 1907. He died in Reno, Nevada on June 10, 1965. And I read from Who's Who of Jazz by John Chilton. Began on piano, switched to banjo, then guitar, gigged with many bands in New York, worked regularly with Eddie Elkins. From the late 1920s, was mainly employed as a studio musician for radio and recordings, contracts with many leaders including Al Goodman, Peter Van Steeden, Ray Sinatra, etc. Throughout his lifetime, made many jazz recordings with various leaders and made a specialty of duetting with other guitarists, Ed Lang, Dick McDonough, and George Barnes. Worked on banjo with Clarence Hutchinrider Trio in 1960. Whilst appearing in Reno with George Barnes, he suffered a fatal heart attack. Carl Kress recorded with many other leaders, among them Red Nichols, Nat Shilkret, Ben Salvin. And his connection to Bix is that he made three recordings with Bix, all in 1928. One with Paul Wideman, that was San, and two with Trombauer's Orchestra, Jubilee, and El Comet Time. Richard Solhalter in Lost Chords tells us of an amusing anecdote related to the recording of Sand by Paul Wideman with Carl Kress. And that goes as follows. Interviewed years later, Wideman described the scene. "We needed a guitar to back up Matty Malnick's hot fiddle chorus on Sand. Kress fished out of a dilapidated box what looked like to me a ukulele. I called Roy Bargey aside and told him, 'We couldn't use a ukulele in our big band.' Bargey only smiled. He knew how Kress played. And a few minutes later, I realized, too, that this boy could make a four-string guitar sound like a harp." The sound of Kress behind the Malnick's carefully programmed Sam solo is indeed high and a little uke-like, lacking in the depth that would have been afforded by two extra strings. But the chording, including some whole tone stuff, is firm, the rhythm supple. Kress soon graduated to a six-string instrument, retaining and extending the same banjo-oriented tuning he'd use on the smaller instrument. that remained consistent throughout his long career, determining the largely chordal solo style that became the Kress hallmark. I forgot to mention that another connection between Carl Kress and Bix Beiderbecke was in 1931, when Carl Kress and Bix and several other musicians played in various college gigs in the Northeast. Okay, let's get started with the music. The first recording I want to play is Am I Blue, recorded by Ben Selvin and his orchestra on, July 5th, 1929. We have Ben Selvin, director, Bob Effros and Tommy Gott on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Larry Abbott, Lucien Smith, Joe Dubin on reeds, Irving Brodsky on piano, Carl Kress on guitar, Jack Hanson on bass, Stan King on drums. The vocal is by Smith Baldu. I will follow that with a recording of I Wanna Be Loved By You, October 16, 1928. I don't have a precise instrumentation roster here, but basically the musicians are as I gave for the previous recording. So the vocal in I Wanna Be Loved By You is by Van de Leith, and it was recorded on October 16, 1928. So let's listen then to Carl Kress with Ben Selvin, 1928 and 1929. Thank you.
by you alone. I want to be kissed by you, just you and nobody else but you. I want to be kissed by you alone. I couldn't aspire to anything higher than fill a desire to make you my own. I want to be loved by you, just you and nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone.
I want to play you two very interesting recordings now by the Charleston Chasers, both recorded on September 8, 1927. Red Nichols and Leo McConville on trumpet, Biff Ball on trombone, Pee Wee Russell and Ford Livingston on clarinet and tenor sax, Lenny Hayton on piano and celeste, Carl Kress on guitar, Jack Hanson on brass bass, and Dick Burton on drums. These are highly imaginative and modernistic kinds of arrangements, and I like them a lot. So here is then Carl Kress with the Charleston Chasers in 1927. Next, I want to play a couple of recordings by the All-Star Orchestra. There were several All-Star Orchestras. This one is the one directed by Nat Shilkret. First, I'm going to play Claw, Song of the Swamp, from December 13, 1927. Nat Shilkret, director, Tommy Gott, Dal Steggers, trumpet, Miff Mol, trombone, Dudley Fosdick, mellophone, Max Farley, clarinet, alto sax, Fudd Livingston, clarinet, tenor sax, Don Murray, clarinet, baritone sax, Joe Venuti, violin, Mitt Rettenberg, piano, Carl Kress, banjo, guitar, Joe Tardo, and or Al Armour, brass, bass, string, bass, Chauncey Morehouse, drums. The vocal is by Franklin Bauer. I will follow that with a January 3rd recording of My Melancholy Baby, Ray Ludwig and Fuzzy Farrar on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Dudley Fosdick mellophone, Max Farley, Fudd Livingston, Don Murray on reeds, Joe Venuti violin, Mitt Rettenberg piano, Carl Kress on guitar, Joe Tardo on bass. So let's listen then to Carl Kress with the All-Star Orchestra in 1927 and 1928. Thank you. The next two recordings are by a very interesting group. This is Lenny Hayton's Blue Four, Fud Livingston on clarinet and alto sax, Joe Venuti on violin, Carl Kress on guitar, and Lenny Hayton on piano, as well as the arranger. The two tunes that were recorded in March of 1928 by this group are Old Fashioned Girl and Anytime, Any Day, Anywhere. So here is Carl Kress with Lenny Hayton's Blue Four, 1928.
Thank you.
Next, I want to bring a couple of recordings by the Dorsey Brothers. I believe these are the first recordings under the name of the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. They are from February 14, 1928. First, Marianne, with a vocal by Irving Kaufman, and Tommy Dorsey is on trumpet also. The second will be Persian Rug. The musicians in the band are Leo McConville and Fuzzy Ferrar on the trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trumpet and trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet and alto sax, Arnold Brillhart alto sax and oboe, Herbert Spencer on tenor sax, Carl Kress on guitar, Hank Stern brass bass, Chauncey Morehouse drums and chimes. And as I mentioned, Irving Kaufman is on vocal on Marianne, as Noel Taylor, one of the many pseudonyms that Irving Kaufman used. So let's listen then to Carl Kress with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra,
1928. Know, but they won't tell. Marianne, Marianne, every little rosebud blooming in the heather seems to whisper, go on, get together. I can't wait until the time when we'll hear the church bells chime. I'll be yours and you'll be mine, Marianne. Thank you.
Let me bring in another couple of recordings with Carl Kress. This is Fred Rich and his orchestra, first from March 29, 1929. I Get the Blues When It Rains, with Fred Rich on piano and directing, Leo McConville and another trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trumpet and trombone again, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, alto sax, baritone. There are also two other reed players, Al Duffy's on violin, Carl Kress on guitar, Joe Tardo on bass, Stan King on drums, Irving Kaufman is the vocalist. And I will follow that with a recording from April 12, 1929. I don't have a roster of musicians, but it's probably very similar to the previous one. It's one of my favorite songs. It's Why Can't You? And there is a vocal, but I don't have information about the names of the guys that sing in Why Can't You? So let's listen then to Carl Kress with Fred Rich, 1929.
For the sun to shine down on me once again. It rained when I found you, it rained when I lost you, that's why I'm so blue when it rains. Thank you.
Why can't you smile? Why can't you be happy? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
So far, I have played the recordings from the 1920s where Carl Kress is a member of the rhythm section, and you can hear him, but not that clearly. What I want to do now is go to 1932, specifically January 15, 1932, and bring in a couple of recordings by Eddie Lang and Carl Kress. These are Guitar Mania, parts 1 and 2. Part 1 is titled Picking My Way, and part 2 is Feeling My Way. You can hear clearly that Eddie Lang is doing single string playing, and Carl Kress is accompanying with the chords. In fact, on the record label, you can see credit given to Eddie Lang, accompanied by Carl Kress. So let's listen then to Carl Kress as an accompanist of Eddie Lang, 1932.
Thank you.
I hope you have enjoyed this program of recordings by Carl Kress in the 1920s with several bands, and from 1932 as an accompanist of Eddie Lang. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.